Hello and welcome to the weekly reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. At the moment, we are going through a series of looking at some of the characteristics of God and learning to take comfort and strength from them. This week, we are looking at the compassionate God. Reading from Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbour his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who will keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. I once gave my dad a fridge magnet with the words of a funny quote which said, "A father is someone who carries pictures in his wallet where his money used to be." It's an amusing quote, but it's one that holds profound truth in it, because a good father is someone who cares more for his children than money and will do everything in his power to love, protect and care for his children. A father is someone who loves his children so much that he wants to carry images of them wherever he goes so that he can always hold them in his mind. God is the ultimate and most amazing father. If God had a wallet, your picture would be in it. He carries you close to his heart. God adores you. He has love and compassion for you. David, who wrote Psalm 103, speaks about this love and compassion God has for us. Verse 8 is actually a repetition of the words that God himself used when he revealed himself to Moses. When announcing who he is, God stated that he is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. This is God's nature, his character. These were the characteristics that God chose to announce himself with. God is compassionate. The problem with understanding what this means is that we experience compassion in many different ways. And we might end up diluting the power of God's compassion by confusing it with some of the ways that we experience compassion. One form of compassion we might have comes from when we see, for example, on the news a terrible tragedy, and we feel a momentary compassion for the people affected. But this compassion is fleeting and powerless. We don't act on this compassion, and as we continue going about our days, it doesn't really have any further impact on us. Perhaps sometimes our compassion is a bit stronger and we feel motivated to act by giving to charity or signing a petition or supporting a particular cause. But this compassion is still limited, as we tend to only extend our compassion to those we believe deserve it. And often this compassion is still fleeting. If we look at how at Christmas we are bombarded with adverts from charities asking for aid, but these adverts seem to disappear in the new year as our sense of compassion and desire to help tends to fade. Sometimes we do have compassion for the ungrateful or the more difficult to love people, those who don't seem to give anything back. But unfortunately, even this compassion and patience is limited. We find it difficult to continually care for someone who does not want the help or is ungrateful. And so eventually we give up. But finally we come to the compassion that is likened to God's, the compassion and love of a parent. David says, "As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him, for he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust." Caring for a child is a perfect example of giving love and compassion to someone who does not give back. Friends of mine had a baby fairly recently, who they love completely, but this child has not been easy for my friends to raise. The pregnancy itself was extremely difficult, as the mother had morning sickness for her entire pregnancy. And then when the child was born, he wouldn't sleep very much and would spend most of his time screaming. But because my friends have love and compassion for their child, they choose to miss out on sleep, social lives, or personal time to care for their child. There is that desire, that love to have compassion on someone who seems so ungrateful. And yet God's compassion and love is far, far greater than even this. As humans, no matter how much we love someone and care for them, we still mess up and hurt them sometimes. While David did liken God's compassion to that of a father, the reality is that the human compassion of a father is just a pale imitation of the amazing compassion of God. Human compassion is limited, but God's compassion is limitless, and his love is absolute. God's compassion is so great that he entered into our world of suffering and sin from his position in heaven. Instead of ignoring our plight, God heard our cries and entered into the world to rescue us. David's words demonstrate what Jesus did for us on the cross. "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." God's compassion is beyond compare. He loves us and cares for us more than we can ever understand. So how will we respond to this compassion? We have a choice. We can choose to reject his compassion and walk away from his great love. Or we can gratefully and humbly accept his wondrous gift. This produces in us an overflowing of gratitude and praise. Just as David sang in his psalm, so we too should offer the praise of our thankful hearts. Overflowing praise should be our response, but often it is not. Even when we accept God's love, there are times when it is difficult for us to praise God. In this time of pandemic, God's love is still as present and as praiseworthy as ever. But we might be finding it hard to praise God at the moment, as life seems so difficult. Sometimes we do not feel like praising, but our relationship with God should not be dependent on something as unpredictable as our emotions. David commanded himself to praise God. David received many blessings from God, but much of his life was not easy. He suffered much, and I'm certain that there were times in his life where he didn't feel like praising God. However, he tells his soul to praise God, for his inmost being to praise his holy name. Sometimes we need to encourage ourselves to praise God. Don't wait to work on your relationship with God until you're in a better emotional state. God wants us to come to him in all situations, no matter how we are feeling. And if we are truly finding it difficult to come to God, try listing the things that God has done or the things that you know about his character. You will find it will be an extremely long list. Take time to stop and think about God and his compassion for us. This is what David does. He instructed himself, forget not all his benefits. And he listed some of the amazing things God had done, including forgiving sin, healing diseases, redeeming lives, crowning with love and compassion, satisfying desires with good things, working for righteousness and justice, and so on. We need sometimes to encourage ourselves to worship God. But we also need to encourage each other to worship God. After David spent time encouraging himself to praise God by reminding himself of the things God had done, David then calls upon the angels, the heavenly hosts, and all in God's dominion, which includes us. David wants everyone to praise God, for the whole of creation to lift him high with exaltation. When we are struggling to connect with God, having someone else to pray with and to sing praises with can bring real healing to us. While we are unable to meet as a congregation, it is more difficult for us to worship together. However, it is not impossible. Picking up the phone and speaking to one another is important for us to stay in contact, but we can also use these phone conversations to pray for one another, to read scripture, even if you're feeling brave enough, to sing songs of praise with each other. Before I go any further, I thought it'd be good for us to just pause and spend a moment praising God. So I'm going to read some words, and I want to encourage you to lift up your hearts and praise God as I read these words. Come, come praise the eternal God. Let all that is within us, body, emotions, mind and will, praise God's holy name. Despite our failures, he forgives and releases us. More than any doctor, he heals our diseases. When we are famished and weak, he fills us with good and beautiful things, satisfying our needs and restoring our strength. So come, come praise the eternal God, sing songs from a grateful heart, and remember all that he has done for us. Let us sing our songs of praise to God, our King. Amen. We need to respond to God's compassion with thankfulness and praise. We also need to respond to his compassion by sharing and showing that same compassion with others. In Colossians 3, Paul instructs us, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a great grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. We are to clothe ourselves with compassion, the compassion that comes from God. I was listening to something on UCB Radio and the presenter was talking about our tendency to judge one another. She mentioned how we often live lives in a state of hypervigilance, in which we are quick to spot and point out the failings in others. And if we live for a long time in this state of hypervigilance, it causes negative effects in our mental health. So judgmental attitudes can actually cause us damage, as well as being painful and hurtful to other people. Living with an attitude of compassion, where we choose to care about other people, has benefits for other people, but also for ourselves as well. But it also has benefits for God's kingdom, because by showing compassion, even to those who we believe do not deserve it, we demonstrate that the love that God has for humanity. We are able to witness to God by our own behaviour. Unfortunately, in our world, compassion is frequently looked down upon as weakness. However, there is nothing weak about compassion. It takes true strength to have compassion, especially for those that are not grateful for it. We imitate Christ when we act with compassion. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to give us the strength to be compassionate to all we meet. So let's pray. God of life, God of hope, God of all, lift us on your love like eagle's wings. Sustain us, guide us, heal us. Then send us forth into the world, that we may love as you love, that we may have compassion as you have compassion. Amen.